RINA stands for Rwandan International Network Association. It's a non-profit, non-political community-based association for Rwandese living in the diaspora.
What's your mission?
Well, the mission is to organize and coordinate the Rwandan community in the diaspora with the purpose of creating networking opportunities and also encourage them to be socially connected. The culture is one of the main goals, and we have some programs that we do to advance the culture and the Rwandan values in the diaspora. This association started with a group of people who became friends. We usually gathered together to celebrate, and we found out that we have the common challenges in a process of integrating ourselves in America. So we sat down and we thought that it would be, it's needed for all Rwandans to get together and see how we can face the challenges we currently face together and put for our energy together to overcome those challenges.
Now, how important is it for you to maintain your culture, your heritage in Washington, D.C. area, which is a melting pot of cultures?
Jackson, in order for us to be Rwandans, we definitely have to have a Rwandan culture. Otherwise, we won't be Rwandans. So living in this Washington area in America, it's easy to get your culture dissolved, and then you really don't have any identity. And there are so many children who are being born in this culture, and it's very important for them to have Rwandan values, to feel connected to their homelands, and we feel that it's very, very crucial for us to maintain the culture, even though we are learning new things here. But there are things in our culture we have to hold on. We have seen a lot of success, of course, with some challenges, but one of the success I can mention is the fact that a lot of Rwandans are able to respond positively to the activities we are organizing, and also the fact that people are actually investing their time and money to bring people together and contribute to the activities that we are doing is one of the successes.
So what do you envision? What's your vision for the future?
Well, the vision for the future is first to build a very strong community here where we are, but also more importantly, we want to build the bridges between the Rwandan communities in diaspora and also our homeland. So the vision is really not to lose the focus of our responsibilities towards rebuilding our nation.